Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. So we roll into hour number two of the program. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features, we give them away. So enjoy those on us. Again, FreeTalkLive.com. To the phones, to the fun. To start things out, Ryan in Texas on the Amplifier line. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Y'all were talking last hour about the movie downloads, things like that.
Yes.
And I have seen quotes where people in the movie industry have said no business model we've even looked at would work, you know, with allowing people to download movies. I've never noticed one model even discussed, though. Imagine this. There's product placement like crazy, like y'all were saying, GM with Transformers. I mean,
they even turned a Mountain Dew machine into a Transformer in this movie.
Well, imagine product placement in movies left and right. People will deal with it if the movie's good.
Yeah, I didn't really feel like it was overdone. I'd read a lot of reviews of Transformers before I went to see it, because I like to know what other people think. Some people complained about excessive product placement, and I didn't really feel... I mean, Mark, you knew that they were GM vehicles, obviously, but
I was excited about the GM vehicles. I think that GM's got a great lineup right now, and the only American car company that I think has more exciting lineup, and they always do, is Dodge.
But I didn't notice the camera lingering on product logos for any excessive period of time or anything cheesy about the product placement.
I didn't. I didn't even catch the Mountain Dew thing. I know they turned a Mountain Dew dispenser into a robot, but I never thought, oh, that's product placement.
Right.
Well, here's the thing. Imagine if that was the only revenue for the movie houses. Imagine if they offered them for download online, or offer them for free to movie theaters,
mm-hmm.
just with a little ticker. I mean, you can do this. I mean, you know how many people download the podcast, don't you?
Right.
Yeah, imagine just charging those product placement providers by impression, by download.
It's an interesting idea.
I don't see why that couldn't be possible.
And, yeah, I don't think
you know, if it's offered for free online, there's no reason for someone to go, you know, around that system.
Right. It saves them money on the distribution costs. That's
absolutely
for sure. And the word of mouth, obviously they'd still have to promote the film to some extent, but word of mouth is far more effective than any amount of television advertising, and I never once saw a TV ad for Transformers. I watched the online trailers, and that got me very excited.
No, they wouldn't need to run TV ads or anything like that. Mountain Dew and GM were running TV ads for the movie.
That's true. That's a good point.
Oh, and Dodge is owned by Daimler, which is German.
So?
Oh, I see. You're saying, but it's still marketed as an American automobile company. And they're all multinationals anyway.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. I think he's right. I don't think the movie industry has really... they've really thought it through very well. And I think maybe that's because they aren't really feeling the pinch. Maybe they aren't really feeling the pinch, and they're just sort of making a lot of noise about piracy, because if they really were, you know, feeling taking a hit in the pocketbook, then they'd probably start getting kind of creative about how to distribute their films.
Well, one thing's for sure is people think that the movie industry is what it's going looks now, today, like it's going to look in 20, 50 years. And that's just simply not true.
Nope.
Look at the retail industry. Does the retail industry look like it did 50 years ago? 100 years ago, it doesn't look anything like it.
Mark,
who the hell was Sam Walton 50 years ago?
Speaking of Sam Walton, how's Walmart even staying in business with Amazon and all this internet competition? They still manage to do it, don't they?
Absolutely. And you know, the thing is
a bunch of crybabies in the movie industry.
The companies that can change are going to change and roll with the punches,
yep.
And they're going to make a bunch of money in the process. The companies that cannot or will not, that refuse, petulantly refuse to adapt to the market, will simply die. They may have some lawsuits that they've tossed out in the process, but they're going to die.
Look at the advent of CGI in films, right? I mean, it started with basically Terminator 2 back in the early 1990s.
Oh, no. What about Aliens 3? That thing was awful. Do you remember that?
Alien 3, I don't believe there was any CGI in Aliens.
There was that alien dog thing that was in it.
I don't believe that was CGI. I think that was a puppet green screened.
I don't think so.
I'm a pretty big Aliens fan, Mark. I think I would know. But Terminator 2, and Terminator 2 came out before Alien 3 anyway, so or right around the same time. So it started in the early 90s, and it was very, very expensive back then. Nowadays, it's taken for granted. Nowadays, if you come out with a movie, it's got some level of CGI in it. Sure, Transformers was some pretty groundbreaking CGI, but 2 years from now, 3 years from now, Transformers doing the same level of CGI that they did in Transformers will be like nothing for these guys, and it won't cost as much. So it's because CGI is more prolific these days, it's something that more people can afford. I mean, look at what even the independent guys are doing now. I've seen some online movies, like fan movies, fan-made movies, that will blow you away. Go and look, if you like the Alien and Predator movies, go and look for Batman Dead End. It's a short film. It's maybe five, I haven't watched it in a long time, but you think it's going to be a Batman movie, and then he encounters the aliens and the Predators. Mm. And these guys had real, professional-looking Predator suits and alien outfits, and the quality of the production was very, very good. Obviously, they were not licensed. It's one of those fan films where, you know, there's a disclaimer that says this is not licensed by, and they're not trying to make a profit. They weren't. They're just releasing it for fun to show what they can do. But it was just amazing to see some of the things that they were able to do with a very small budget these days. And we all know that that editing software and that sort of thing is well within the reach of virtually anybody. And I think this is something else that's kind of upsetting to Hollywood, is that the industry itself, beyond piracy and all of that, is becoming, it's getting into the range of the average person.
Mm.
Not quite. You know, you still have to have several million dollars to make a real blockbuster, but nonetheless, production costs are coming down over time.
And
that's good.
This fan fiction thing is sort of an advent of the internet, from what I can tell. I worked at a comic book store in the 80s, and I never heard of anybody talking about fan fiction, and it was a comic book store, gaming store, magazine store, so pretty much anybody who was going to do fan fiction would have walked in.
Mm-hmm.
We sold science fiction books and every sort of, you know, thing like that. I don't even know how to describe those,
right,
sort of that genre. And if fan fiction would have been happening, at least where I was, I would have heard about it, but I've never heard anything about it.
So I mean, the point is, things are changing.
Mm-hmm.
Movie making is getting well within the reach of the average person. Just as an awful, awful example of this, look back in the late 90s, and this is almost a decade ago now. Look into the late 90s, the Blair Witch Project. Remember that terrible, terrible independent film?
I thought the Blair Witch Project was genius.
Did you?
Yeah.
Ugh, I thought it was terrible, but enough people went out to watch it.
I was scared during it, and I don't get scared during any movies.
But the important point about the Blair Witch Project is that it was created for next to nothing,
yes,
and it made a tremendous amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think anyone was going into that expecting CGI or anything really special or anything like that, but they went into it, and the movie made money. It was probably the most profitable movie of all time. I think it may actually hold that designation, simply because it didn't cost a lot, and it made a lot. And it proved the fact that audiences are maybe not so discriminating. That the movie had enough hype, the movie had enough internet buzz, and just buzz in general, that people went out to see it, regardless of the fact that it was a bunch of no-name actors running around in the woods with a 16-millimeter video or a 16-millimeter film camera. I mean, there was nothing, virtually no money put into that film, but yet audiences across America were caught up in it. So it doesn't have to be a multi-million dollar blockbuster to catch people's interest. All it has to do is be interesting.
Mm.
That's all.
Has to tell a motivating story.
So even if costs do come down and the studios are all upset that they can't make a movie for $100 million because movies won't make that much anymore, I mean, in this theoretical world where that Ryan was talking about, where the companies are paying for product placement and the moviegoers aren't actually paying anything anymore, you may not make $200 million a film, but that doesn't mean the business still isn't viable. It doesn't mean that you still can't make a profit.
Oh, I'm sure that people would be willing to pay for the movie experience, even if all that went to the movie theater. I can't tell you what's going to happen in the future, but I do know that the movie industry is going to change,
yep,
and the movie companies that do not change will die.
And good riddance to them. They'll be replaced by some original, innovative, new companies that are bringing new ideas to the table, and that's a good thing. Change is good. 800-259-9231, and it's also inevitable, so deal with it. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. Readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-920-9786. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-920-9786. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-920-9786. That's 1-800-920-9786.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive. He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X Man, and your toenails need Non-X Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Live, you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Lots of features. It is all for free. Archives are there. An entire year's worth of the show. Front page of the website for your download and convenience. Go and get them free at freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. Early, they do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy. so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
Well, let's go to the phones to the fun. Ladies first, Roanna in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live.
Sorry, it's Roxana.
Roxana. I thought it was Roxana, but he said he had you spell it, and he didn't put an X in that name. So my apologies, Roxana.
That's okay.
What's on your mind?
Well, I was just calling because I was hearing where your programs from yesterday, and one of the guys said that recommend a website from one of the guys who has traveled around the world and has been a really educated person.
Yeah, did you actually bother going to that site? I didn't bother. I just wrote it off.
Oh, no, I didn't, actually. I was listening today from the radio that you broadcast yesterday. I just was listening today, and I just wanted to give you my opinion. And I think that is it's pretty sad that if this guy can think like that, because I have been traveling myself in Europe. I lived in Japan for 6 months, and I backpacked for a year in Europe. And I can tell you that immigration there, it seems to be fine, because you just need your passport. As long as you live in the European countries, you don't have to ask permission for work as you used to. And that hasn't been really an issue. So I wonder why he said that the culture, mixture of culture is bring in U.S., something wrong.
I'm sorry, can you say that last part again?
That I don't understand why this guy opinion says that immigration is bad.
Well, he's a racist, Roxana. He is the person you're talking about is somebody who will say whatever he can say to try to make you think he's not a racist. He'll come up with all kinds of excuses. Well, they're bringing leprosy. Oh, they're ruining our culture. They're blah, 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 taking our jobs, etc. We've heard all the excuses. And when we break it down, when we deal with each objection one after the other, the only thing that can really be left is that they just don't like people with brown skin.
Well,
that's what it comes down to.
There's this cultural thing, this sort of, they're going to ruin our culture, which...
By polluting it with their brown skin. I mean, because the culture thing, which we've also decimated that argument, amongst all of the white people in America, there's thousands of different cultures. And I think you put it the best. I just finished listening to the very same episode today, as a matter of fact. I thought you put it best, Mark, that, you know, as far as culture is concerned, it's your individual decision what your culture is. Every individual decides for themselves what their culture is and who they want to associate with. There is no culture outside of your own mind. Roxana?
Yeah, that's true. I just, it's, for me, I'm an immigrant, right? So I'm from Mexico, and people that, I don't know, I just see so sad how they express themselves about other people, and there is no respect. And at the same time, now, there is bad and good people in all over the world. I can say that in France, they have a really great experience with people. When I face people that it was really bad and rude too. But nevertheless, I won't say that all the people say a lot of bad things.
Just because you encounter a rude French waiter doesn't mean that all French people are rude. But Americans are so, I guess they're so subject to stereotyping that they constantly paint people that way. If you talk to the average American about France, they'll spit on France. They don't like France. They think they're a bunch of cowards and all kinds of other stereotypes that have to do with France. And, you know, the same thing with the Mexicans. Just because one guy came over and maybe a handful of people came over and raped or murdered somebody, all of a sudden they get the ability to paint every single Hispanic person or Mexican with that same brush. And it's absolutely outrageous. And they don't bat an eye at it. To them, you're all a bunch of criminals. And it's outrageous that they would suggest
that. What seems so ludicrous is, white middle-class people have murdered and raped in this country. Does that mean that the callers, the guy calling is then a rapist and a murderer?
More likely to be that way?
Yeah.
It's absolutely absurd. And that's why I love it when these people call in, because they make themselves out to just be complete nut jobs. And it's a great question, Roxana, as to why they are this way. I don't know. Maybe they were raised by racist families. Maybe they were taught by their daddies and mommies that if your friends aren't white, they're just not good enough. I don't know what it was like, because I wasn't raised in a family like that. So I really can't comment on that. I'd be interested to hear from we've gotten some emails in the past, just a handful of them, from people that have said they thought this way, and then once they heard the message of liberty, they thought differently. But that tells me they weren't racist to begin with. That just tells me they were misinformed. So what is it like? How does one get to the point of just hating someone for the color of their skin? How does someone get to that point? Roxana, thank you for the call. We really appreciate you listening. And I want more people like Roxana in this country. She's awesome.
I just want people to come to this country that want to work.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. It really has to be. This is my theory when it comes to racism. I think it has to be done on a family level. I think it has to be indoctrinated in kids from an early age and consistently by a racist family, grandpa and father and that sort of thing, and mom, and they have to just continually tell their kids lies, you know, the old bell curve BS and all the other crap that they just make up about, oh, they commit more crimes and they do this and they do that, and just indoctrinating their kids like parents indoctrinate their kids with religion, just indoctrinating them with hatred.
Well, people, when cultures live in close proximity to each other, there's often certain amounts of enmity, you know, things come up, different cultural things. Say, poor Mexicans live in your neighborhood and they don't clean their lawn up. Well, you have to drive by every day and it irritates you. So people come up with these...
All Mexicans are dirty, therefore.
I'm just telling you what happens. I'm not saying why it's good or bad.
Absurd is what it is. It's illogical and it's really just dumb. It's a lack of critical thinking. I've seen messy yards before and all I think is, gee, that guy's messy. I would never think to ascribe one man's messy yard to all of the people that share his skin color.
Yeah.
Or all of the people that share the hospital he was born in. Or whatever other random attribute you want to pull out.
Well, you know, the thing that always gets me is the they're here to take our jobs thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, for one, largely... The lowest of the economic class that's coming across the border, they're not taking your jobs. They're taking jobs of people that are, they're not taking any jobs. They're picking fruit and they're washing
dishes.
Those
jobs are there and they're just filling them.
And, you know, yeah, are they on construction sites? Sure, they're used as unskilled labor, some of those people. Anybody can dig a hole, right?
And some of them are skilled labor, too.
And some are skilled labor, but probably not the illegals. You know,
I don't know.
Not necessarily. You never know. But
I love it. I love the idea of cheap labor coming to this country. It means products will become cheaper, which means my dollars will go further. I think that's the economic factor that a lot of these xenophobes don't stop to consider. They don't understand the benefits of having cheap labor in America. They just think, oh, it's going to drive our wages down. Well, if a bunch of wages get driven down, then the price of products goes down, too. And so what's the big deal?
Well, those same people will buy the products from out of the country.
On the way, Free Talk Live.
You want to lose weight. But there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is a fat loss patch. The fat loss patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the Fat Loss Patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Take control, toll free, 800-259-9231, the SACL-CAI toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
1-800-259-9231, join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go, all the features for free, wiki included. WIKI.FreeTalkLive.com gets you to it. You'll see over 1,350 pages created by listeners just like you. It's the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. Of course, it is for free. Did you know that 9 out of 10 lawsuits in the world are filed right here in the United States? Any number of lawsuits, court orders, or greedy bureaucrats can leave you and your family penniless. At KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts in sheltering your wealth. You'll see that KeepYourAssets.net can help you be protected against those that wish to take your assets. That's KeepYourAssets.net. We roll into the phone calls and talk to Robert in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Robert, what's on your mind?
How's it going today?
Great. What's up?
Well, I have a very interesting situation. I have the opportunity to sit down and talk with a CIA agent.
Really?
And I don't know too much about what's going on. I just know just a little bit. And I know that they're not going to tell me exactly what I want to hear, but I'll know by their response if something's true or not.
Okay. What was the circumstance that you got to talk to the CIA agent?
Were
you
no, not yet.
We'll get. Oh, you will? I'm sorry, I missed that point. Why will you be going to talk to the CIA agent then?
Because I know this person, and I didn't realize he was.
How did you find out?
By somebody that goes to a church of mine.
Okay, so what are you going to do?
I don't know. That's the reason why I'm calling. Like, you know, what are some questions? Good questions I can ask them.
I don't think you're going to get them answered. They, you know, are you a real good friend with this person?
Not too bad.
I mean, as I understand it, the CIA is pretty darn secretive about their operations. I have no idea what you should ask, nor do I think you'll get an answer if you ask anything good.
Anything about bin Laden or 9/11 they should know about?
I don't. I mean, it really doesn't matter to me. 9/11, bin Laden, all of that. That's not an issue for me, so I don't spend my time thinking about those
things.
I'd
sure like to know where the hell he is and why they haven't put their hands on him yet.
Well, how would a CIA agent know the answer to that, right?
I don't know. If you're going to ask questions, you might as well ask him anything.
Okay, well, there you go. What were you thinking? You must have an idea or two, right?
Well, not really. I'm pretty ignorant when it comes to this kind of stuff, and I just figured that a talk radio station like this, you know, could give me a little some pointers.
Well, if I were talking with a CIA agent, I would, you know, ask him why he does what he does, why he thinks, you know, I'd maybe just sort of ask him about why he thinks it's okay to get his paycheck from coercion, things like that. You know, I wouldn't necessarily ask about things that may be classified. I would ask his opinion on his job and the government in general and the federal government. You know, maybe what would the CIA do if it found out? Here's one for you. What would the CIA do if it found out about the Free State Project? Or are you aware of the Free State Project? You know, these libertarians all moving to the same state in order to throw off the shackles of the government and free themselves as much as possible. I'd attack him from approach the conversation from a freedom-oriented perspective and just see what the guy thought. And of course, if I ever get a cop around me, I usually pull out the world's smallest political quiz. That might be fun to administer. See if the CIA agent is an authoritarian himself or maybe a closet libertarian. And of course, you can go and get the quiz at theadvocates.org. And whatever happens, maybe you should call and let us know. Thanks for the call, Robert. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231 to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Tom, what's on your mind?
First of all, I wanted to say that immigration is one of the places that does not take cash.
And, what's that mean?
Well, that means when you go down to the the Immigration and Naturalization Service,
mm-hmm.
and they extort all these fees from you so that they won't handcuff you and force you onto an aircraft bound for a foreign country, then they extort all these fees in the form of checks or money orders and not cash.
Hmm. Okay.
And so I'll never forget one morning when my wife and I were sitting around for a few hours there and finally get called up to the window to get hassled and interrogated. And after that, they send us over to pay the fees, and the sign says, closed for lunch. And, I mean, for $200 worth of free money, these parasites didn't even have somebody covering for lunch. And you know why they get away with that?
Because they can.
No competition.
Because, well, yeah, that's exactly right. The same thing as when you're bailing somebody out of jail there. And the other point I want to make is that cash is legal tender when somebody has to pay some money, but not when you want to make a deal. Okay, a movie theater can legally require payment of the admission by money order only, and of course nobody would go to that movie theater.
Good point.
Okay, but they can refuse to take cash. They can a lot of them refuse to take pennies, just
now,
for example.
Tom, I noticed you said you were married. Are you still?
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's very interesting. Now, does your wife hold the same political viewpoint that you do?
She doesn't have much in the way of political viewpoints, but
really?
What I find amazing is people seem so amazed that, you know, our son is going into fourth grade, and, you know, like we fill out the papers and stuff, and, you know, his mother and father still live together.
Hmm. I guess it is fairly unusual these days.
In kindergarten, I mean, we're going in that mother and father still live together, and the kid is all in kindergarten? Well, I mean, like, yeah. So,
yeah, that's how it is. A lot of people get divorced, and that's certainly unfortunate.
It's a very unfortunate thing. And what one of the things I think has got to be done is people need to learn more about how to get along with each other and when not to get together in the first place.
Well, one thing's for sure, they don't teach that in school, and I agree with you, Tom. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I think a lot of people, and I understand this, a lot of people glom on to the first opportunity they get, and they sort of, for instance, Julia knows a girl at work right now that she's dating somebody who arguably isn't the best for her, but yet she's pretty excited about getting married and everything like that and going through the process and having kids, and maybe she's making a big mistake. Maybe she's rushing a little bit too fast into it.
Yeah, sometimes people you know, just want it so badly that they're willing to overlook things they shouldn't have overlooked.
Yeah. Let's continue with the calls. Talk to Mark in British Columbia. You're on Free Talk Live. Mark, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
I just want to talk about Transformers and the piracy, or so-called piracy, that's out there nowadays.
Sure.
I downloaded it and watched it last night. I'm still going to go watch it in the theaters. I'm still going to go buy the DVD, probably, because, you know, that action was pretty crazy.
Yeah, it was a pretty good movie.
You'll enjoy it.
Yeah, definitely. The only thing I've got a critique to say about it, and then I'll hang up and let you get to the next call, is the final fight between Optimus and Megatron.
Mm-hmm.
Just, why couldn't they show the fight? If you know what I mean. They showed everything else but them fighting around.
Yeah, I guess they didn't show that much of it.
Yeah,
maybe it was probably because of what Mark said earlier, and that, you know, maybe it just was a little bit too expensive. Maybe we'll see more of that in the second one.
I hope so. They kind of...
Well, they didn't show the Bumblebee fight either. Remember the beginning of the movie, Bumblebee gets into a fight with one of the other Transformers.
And then they had that little hacksaw fight with the other little thing there.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Then the camera followed the humans, and then you came back and you found out that Bumblebee won, obviously. And of course, the interesting thing was that Transformer came back later. The one that
he was supposed
to, he disabled, and he looked okay, and then he disappeared in the rest of the movie. There's one Transformer that it's the cop car. You see in the scene where the big construction sort of Transformer, I think his name is Bone Crusher, gets destroyed by Optimus Prime on the freeway. He was following right behind the other Decepticon, the cop car was, and you never saw the cop car after that. And according to what I read online in the comic book adaptation of the movie, there are scenes in the comic book where Optimus Prime takes two of the Decepticons out. He takes them both out. So it makes you wonder, did they have to cut that scene out for budget requirements? Maybe they just, you know, couldn't afford to put it in, and they just figured they'd cut it to the floor and no one would remember it.
Well, Michael Bay makes a lot of extended cut releases for DVDs, so maybe we'll see that in a DVD later on.
That's true. That's a good point. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. Mark, what were you going to say?
I was just wondering if they cut it out, they'd still have paid for it to be produced.
Well, they may have cut it before it was produced.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because why would you pay all that money and then cut a scene like that? Well, especially when it ties into the plot. Where'd that guy go? He disappeared for the rest of the movie. 1-800-259-9231. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears Custom Cabinet Refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL, C-A-I, toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. And we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by, for instance, shopping at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. That's Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. You know Amazon, 41 categories to shop in, a huge selection of books and movies, and let's see, they've got furniture, they've got office products, they've got a brand new grocery section, you can even get video downloads from Amazon. They've got it all. I mean, if you're looking to buy something, odds are good it's for sale there, and it's probably for sale cheaper than your local big box store. In fact, I believe they have a price matching thing, but I'm not positive on that. You should look into that yourself. Don't take my word on it. But nonetheless, Amazon, great place to shop. And when you shop through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, we get a percentage of your purchase. So it's even better. There's an even extra reason to shop there beyond the fact that it's convenient as hell and they've got a huge selection. Free Talk Live benefits whenever you enter through this portal, Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. To the phones we go. It is Puke in New Hampshire on the Amplifier line. Hey, Puke.
Hi, good evening, guys.
Hey, what's happening?
Well, I'm going to continue the Transformers hour here.
Yes.
I also saw the film yesterday, and I just wanted to bring up the fact that as a person that was in the military, whenever I watch a film now that has military in it, it's hilarious. And this, the Transformers film, had me laughing the entire time.
Oh, it was so cheesy. I mean, I'm not even a military guy, but like Mark leaned. You can certainly explain what you're going to point out here. But Mark leaned over to me at one point, and it was the scene where they were analyzing this piece from one of the Transformers. What did you say, Mark?
Right.
It was funniest.
I can't remember that particular one, but I do remember being just shocked at the idea of the military shot a drone into the air to recon an area inside of 1 minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big peeve. Like, the, you know, first of all, as an aviation buff, the Predator drones do not have jet engines, and they don't fly at like 50 feet off the deck. And it's just, the movie was just ridiculous how quickly and competently the military responded, you know, to the threat. I just find that stuff hilarious.
Well, you have to remember that the military won't hand out the taxpayers' dollars unless the movie paints them in a very positive light. So they have to, in order to get all that hardware, they have to put in, you know, certain things the military wants to see in the movie. So
yeah, they have military liaisons that consult with the producers and stuff. Yeah, and another peeve is
As a helicopter mechanic, I can't stand it in films when they show people talking at normal volume on a flying helicopter, because that is not possible in any means whatsoever. So I just wanted to call in and comment on how my perspective was when it comes to, you know, a film. Michael Bay couldn't create a realistic military movie if his life depended on it.
It's funny, too, because they've got advisors. You'd think they'd make it a little bit more realistic, but no.
That's not really
so
the point, though.
Right. It's got to be exciting. It's got to be interesting, and I understand that. But the one scene I was pointing out that you leaned over to me during, Mark, was where they had this piece from one of the Transformers that they'd managed to blow off of it, and they were analyzing it. And it was the soldiers. Like,
right.
A sergeant was looking at this thing and said, well, it was a regenerative. It has a regenerative property, and it's talking about the possible materials it could be made out of. And I was thinking, and you're thinking, wait a minute, this guy's a sergeant in the military, and he knows things about regenerative armoring technologies. It seemed a little bit absurd.
Like they were going to be able to keep a hold of this thing and have the opportunity to look at it. That would have been confiscated.
In reality, that guy would have been, strapped into a seat sleeping, because it would have been the first chance he'd gotten in days to take a nap,
Yeah. Likely.
That's just what I wanted to point out.
Very good. Otherwise, how did you feel about the film?
I thought it was pretty good. It wasn't a film that you go expecting plot and stuff like that. But it had really good CGI and, a lot of interesting action. And I think they did focus on the kid and his car a lot more than they should have, I think.
Well, I think, and it makes sense that they did that because, first of all, Steven Spielberg was involved. But secondly, you've got to make the movie for everybody in America. And as Mark pointed out, Mark is not a Transformers fan, but you were entertained by the film.
I thought it was well worth seeing.
If it had been all robots talking and that sort of thing, it might not have been as relatable. And so when you put humans in a movie like that, the movie has to be about the humans so other humans can relate to it better that aren't necessarily fans of the towering metallic monsters.
Right, they have to appeal to an overreaching audience in order to make their money back. I understand that.
Right. I think we're going to see a lot more robot interaction in the second film, A, because the fans will be demanding it, and the fans had a lot to do with how this movie was shaped, as I understand it, and B, because, they've set the they've set the scene, people will know, the people that are coming to see the sequel will know who the Transformers are. And
right,
so
they've got the exposition, and now in the second film they can get down to just 2 hours of fighting and cool imagery, right?
One thing I liked was an Optimus Prime's line, "Liberty is the right of all sentient beings."
That was a pretty good line.
Awesome.
And I did like how they kind of, kind of hit on the government guys. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, there were some shots.
There was military work.
Right, there were some shots that were taken at the government in general, like the secret special Sector 7 guys.
Yeah.
They were
definitely
made fun of, and especially where the guy said, "This is a badge, and it gives me the right to do whatever I want," that sort of thing. But there was definitely military worship at the same time.
Yeah, so you can't have it that way,
Yep, that's true. Puke, thanks for the call. Thanks for the review. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Well, hey, we'll talk about anything. Movies or issues or whatever you want to talk about. 800-259-9231 to Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Frank, what's on your mind?
Good evening. I had a couple comments. One regarding the Blair Witch Project.
Okay.
I remember when that film came out, I guess around 1999.
Yes.
And the way Sony marketed was quite brilliant, because the image was basically that a first-time student filmmaker is going out with a very limited budget of under, $5,000 to make this film. But we find out that whole thing was basically a creation of, the media, per se, and Sony, because actually the director had direct connections with the Hollywood studios and things. But it worked really well, and the biggest audience for that film were all the students studying film and media and communications who, were told by the professors to go out and see this. It represents a new aesthetic as well as a very sloppily edited film. But the point is, it did represent sort of the little David slaying the Goliath for a few thousand dollars, actually making, tons of money. But the fact that the film opened in so many theaters with theatrical release prints, goes to show really the money behind releasing the film. And even though it made a tremendous amount of money, you'll notice that the sequel to Blair Witch didn't, because after the, you know, the story came out and people had seen it, you know, they had experienced it and they weren't really interested in the sequel. But I believe the director who did the film actually has done a number of other films in Hollywood,
really?
Which is interesting. But you have to realize, too, that selling a movie is marketing. And even with the
Absolutely.
Proliferation of media technology and systems available, it's still, the industry is still basically 25 films a year with about 15 in general theatrical release as blockbusters, when only maybe six of them will, you know, generate 70% of the profits. Even with all of the filmmakers now that have gone to university and to film schools, the number of Hollywood films or major films really hasn't increased much. So in a sense, I think the new technologies that you were alluding to, such as the internet, will provide distribution, you know, for future films. And the economics of the film industry, because of bad media decisions, is similar to the economics of the music industry that has made several bad media decisions, and especially regarding the distribution of CDs and MP3s.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to see, too, now, whereby, you know, 10 years ago, the film industry was very strong financially. I think it's actually stronger now. But the reverse is true with popular music. And basically, that's all I wanted to say about that. But I do have one question that maybe the young guy could ask the CIA agent.
Okay, what's that?
And the question is this. The 1947 and the 1949 CIA charter that all of the government bureaucracies in the government, in order to get funding, have to have a published charter. The CIA's charter is still classified.
How interesting.
So we really don't know what the true purpose of the CIA is, because the charter that defines
the mission and the organization
is classified.
Wow,
and that would be a really good.
We're out of time. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is coming up. By the way, he's wrong about the director of Blair Witch. He's done virtually nothing since then. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.